Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
This is StoryQuest, brand new stories you'll want to hear again and again.
Herman the Hopeless Henchman. Deep, deep down under the ground, beyond the bright-eyed buccaneers' buried treasure, and left at the West Wilmington worm colony, if you start to smell lava, you've gone too far, lives Dr. Dennis Downright Dastardly in his evil lair. Inside the ginormous steel doors, password protected by a secret four-digit code, which definitely is not Dr. Downright Dastardly's birthday, is another set of slightly less ginormous wooden doors that open with a key, like most doors. Behind the second set of doors that open like most doors is a hallway so long that by the time you reach the other end of it, this story would be over. And that wouldn't be very fun now, would it? But anyway, we're not here to talk about the hallway, or even Dr. Downright Dastardly as such. In fact, this is the tale of the person who lives behind the door on the right. Yes, that's the one. The light blue one, hanging off the hinges. The one with the letters painted on the front door. H-E-R-M-A-N. And then another N after that, but that one was crossed out because it was a mistake, as spelling wasn't Herman's strong point. Herman was a henchman in training, and if you know what a henchman is, you'll know that spelling isn't too important. But if you don't know what a henchman is, well, then I suppose I should tell you. A henchman's job is to do the difficult and mean stuff for their bad guy boss, and, well, spoiler alert, Dr. Dennis Downright Dastardly isn't a good guy. He doesn't even recycle. Now, the problem is, Herman isn't a very good henchman. He's pretty much hopeless at being bad and very good at being, well, good. He doesn't enjoy stealing things or scaring people. Herman just wants to sit in his room and paint lovely pictures of great big trees. Now, that is something he's excellent at. Herman was different from the get-go. Most henchmen are tall and strong. Herman is small and, well, not so strong. Most henchmen are mean-looking and angry. Herman is permanently wide-eyed and smiling. He'd say hello to everybody he met because he just couldn't help being friendly and polite. At Henchman Academy, Herman is always bottom of his class. To make matters worse, today is his big test before graduation. Jewelry Heists 101. Heist is a fancy word for stealing, and villains like to be fancy. It suits the image. But anyway, that's where we join our hero. Or villain. I don't know, really. It's complicated.
All you have to do is stand there and tell us if anyone is watching us, ordered Archibald, the biggest and meanest member of Herman's year. He was only 11 years old, but he was 6'4" and as wide as a double-decker bus. Yes, really, a double-decker bus.
Okay. I think I should be able to, hopefully, probably do that for you. I don't want to let you down,
mumbled Herman, who was equally anxious about doing something wrong and the prospect of disappointing his peers.
Listen up, you horrible lot,
barked Professor of Heisting Jonathan Van Getaway.
It's simple, really. Don't get caught. Pass the class. But if I so happen as to see any of you taking my prized ruby, there will be consequences.
Excuse me, Professor Van Getaway,
interrupted Herman.
What, her boy?
Responded the teacher to a chorus of cackles and jeering from the class.
But What are the consequences?
Stumbled a sheepish Herman.
You really want to know, do you, boy?
Yes, please.
Well, let's just say that you won't live.
Herman gasped mid-sentence.
To see another day in my class, finished Van Getaway.
Oh,
sighed Herman.
I thought it was going to be something a lot worse.
Worse, boy? Nothing worse than failure. Only winners know that. That's the way of the henchmen. Anyway, the only thing more precious than my beloved Ruby is my time, and you are wasting it. Now, let's get on with it,
demanded Van Getaway. The whole class formed a huddle and began issuing instructions to each other. One of them even had a whiteboard and was demonstrating potential tactics and plans of attack. Impressive. He'll go far in the henchman world, it must be said. Herman stood just outside of the huddle, weaving his head under the fortress of bodies and arms, trying to hear what they wanted him to do. With his hand cupped to his ear, he managed to make out a distant,
"Got it, Herman?"
He made the decision to just nod because he didn't want to be shouted at, because, let's face it, nobody wants to be shouted at. Most of the class took up positions around the double, triple, quadrupled vault, whilst Herman made his way outside to keep watch. A few minutes went by, and Herman hadn't messed up yet.
So far, so bad.
Herman laughed to himself before stopping and realising he still wasn't sure if he actually wanted to be a bad guy, or even work for one. The longer time passed, the more distracted Herman became. His eyes wandered momentarily and scanned his surroundings.
Wow, muttered Herman.
He'd spotted the biggest oak tree he'd ever seen. With his mouth wide open like a codfish on ice, Herman marvelled at the natural beauty before his very eyes. From the bottom of the ginormous trunk, admiring the strong brown bark and the various twigs popping out to say hello, right to the very top, waves and waves of the greenest leaves you ever did see. Herman felt like his heart was dancing to classical music, and that he had a family of butterflies occupying his belly. He felt inspired. Inspired to paint this wonderful tree right in front of him. He pulled out a crumpled piece of paper from his back pocket and tried to iron out the millions of creases. He simply had to draw this tree. He started on the leaves.
A little bit of green here, some green there. Oh yes, some more green, 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 orange, green, green, wait, orange!
Herman exclaimed as he spotted a flash of amber at the very top of the tree.
What on earth? I didn't know they had orange leaves round here.
Herman muttered before he got back to his masterpiece.
Let me just make sure I get that orange right,
he said as he looked up.
What? What? It's moving?
And sure enough, the orange was moving. Bobbing in and out of the green shrubbery, flickering like bright orange and a gorgeous green like a broken traffic light, Herman was confused. What could it be?
A quiet meow
snuck out from underneath the trees, answering Herman's question rather instantly and adequately. The mystery of the orange was solved. It was a cat. Herman wasn't actually sure if he'd ever met a cat before, but he heard that they could be quite friendly.
Hello, are you okay up there?
Shouted Herman.
Meow,
was his reply.
Oh, is that your name?
Meow.
Well, nice to meet you, Meow. My name is Herman. Do you speak English?
Meow.
Meow the cat went to reply before losing their footing and a big bundle of twigs came crashing down. Meow let out a purr that signalled that they might be in big trouble. Their long orange tail managed to grasp one of the stronger branches and Meow managed to keep themselves precariously steady. For now.
Oh, wait there, I'm coming to help!
Herman shouted.
Hello, hello, hello! What are you doing lurking out there?
Herman turned around to see Mr. World, the local policeman.
Hello, PC World. Sorry, I was just admiring this tree and then I noticed a cat stuck up there.
Oh, you and your trees, Herman,
sighed the policeman.
Well, I've had a call about a jewellery heist going on in the building behind you. You wouldn't know anything about that, would you? Oh yeah, the heist.
Herman whispered to himself. What was that? Asked PC World.
Oh, a heist. I don't know. Is there? I don't know. A heist? That's a funny word, isn't it? H-E-ist. High-ist. Why don't they just say stealing? Everyone knows what that means. Oh, would you look at the time? I need to go and rescue a cat. There's definitely not a heist going on in there. No, no, no. Ignore those 20 guys by the vault. They're engineers.
Nailed it, Herman thought to himself. There's not a chance that we'll be rumbled now.
Right. Thank you, Herman. You've said more than enough. There's definitely not a heist going on in there with 20 people.
Clarified PC World with a wink.
No,
replied Herman.
He couldn't believe it. He'd actually thrown the policeman off the scent.
Or so he thought. Herman began his ascent up the oak tree on his way to rescue Meow. He glided up the trunk, grabbing branch after branch, climbing with ease. He was a natural. He reached the top in record time. Well, I assume it's a record. I'm not sure Guinness have this one in their book. If they did, I'm sure it would belong to Herman and he'd get a nice silver certificate. Anyway, that's not the point. Herman had made it to the summit and was eye to eye with Meow. Meow was so relieved and let out a thankful
meow.
Very apt, I'd say. Herman reached out his hand and Meow snuggled their head against it. It was a perfect fit. However, Herman realised that his hands had been quite helpful whilst climbing the tree, so he assumed he'd need them on the way down if he wanted to safely reach the ground. Where to put Meow, he thought. Well, it appeared that Meow had made up his mind for him and climbed around his neck and positioned himself comfortably on his shoulders like the cutest scarf you've ever seen. Trust me, it looked adorable. Herman and Meow made it to the bottom of the tree with next to no trouble. The only slight hiccup was Herman accidentally stood in the kitchen of a bird's nest. But he quickly mended any damage he did before the owner could get home. Phew.
Wee-oo, wee-oo, wee-oo.
Herman could hear the sirens. He was confused. Was saving cats illegal? Had he stolen somebody's pet? Oh no. Maybe the PC World was going to arrest him for lying to him. Right on cue, PC World approached Herman.
I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to...
apologised Herman before being interrupted by the policeman.
Thank you for your help today, Herman. Thanks for the tip-off. We've managed to arrest 20 henchmen today. You've done yourself and the city proud.
Herman gulped and looked up to see the familiar faces of his fellow trainee henchmen in the back of the police van. They scowled and growled at Herman, but all he could think about was his brand new friend Meow.
Meow?
You're welcome, PC World. Have you got any jobs going?
Thanks for coming on a story quest with us. If you like that story, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you never miss an episode.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.